Stuff with Steve Othersoul on Radio City Talk.
Friday night saw Anthony Fowler, the machine, take another step forward. It was a pretty impressive display against Nikolas Gavarja. I think I've got the pronunciation correct there. Let's have a chat with Anthony now. Morning, Ants.
Morning, mate. You okay?
Yeah, you must have been delighted with that.
Yeah, I was made up, mate. I got four good rounds under my belt and showed me skills as well as power, so I was happy.
Did you feel you were a bit more measured in your performance than the first fight?
Yeah, you've got to be. As you go up the levels, like that lad was on a winning record. He had 7 knockouts, so he could have been dangerous, so I had to be a bit more clever and take me time.
Yeah, of course, the first fight against Artur Gikins wasn't that long ago, was it? You're talking just a month or so ago. Why did you want to get two in so quickly?
Just because I'm obviously starting out now. I want to like climb the rankings quite fast. I've got a lot of experience behind me as an amateur, but as a professional, I'm still learning, so getting like the more fights in, the more the merrier kind of thing.
You started off quite patiently in this one, didn't you?
Yeah, I come out, I was working behind my job, and I need a little bit of power because he had 7 knockouts on his record, so I just be a bit clever on him and break him down slowly.
Is there something about the first few fights within a pro career that always at the back of your mind you're thinking you've got to do things properly, you can't afford to slip at this stage?
Of course, every fight now is the most important one in my life. So I'm taking them all very, very serious. I'm preparing correctly, and I might be a little bit eager at times, but I want to put a show on as well as obviously get the win.
Mm. What was some of the reaction from your coach, Dave Caldwell?
Yeah, Dave was made up. Dave said like everything I'd done. He asked me. There's a few things I've done wrong. Like we had a few exchanges, and I come out of my chin in the air, which I could have got punished at a higher level. So I did make a few mistakes, but all in all, he was made up for me.
How intense has it been the past few months for you, Anthony?
You know what? The first camp was tough, but the second one was so much harder. Like you said, I went from one fight to the next, so I had 2 days off, and I was right back in the gym, and like, we haven't really recovered. It's like a big occasion, David, and you're back for the graft. Mm. It was tough mentally, and your body was. I was feeling the pace towards the end of the last camp.
I would imagine emotionally, as you say, mentally, emotionally as well, that there's an awful lot to deal with.
Yeah, it's obviously I'm under a lot of pressure and stress, and people around me every single day about you fight, blah, 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 and the pressure that comes with it. Obviously, I've got a big reputation, and people want to see me knock people out, so it can be a bit of added pressure, but I do really believe in myself a lot, and I've always got confidence in myself.
It's great that it's on Sky straight away as well.
Yeah, definitely, I've got that exposure to the way. Like, I started with Matsum because he had that platform for me, which is going to showcase my talent.
So you couldn't fight every month the way you've just done, could you, back to back? So how are you going to space your year out now?
I think I'm going to have a little break now over the summer, and then I think I'll be back in September in Liverpool, hopefully. So that'll be amazing, the box in Liverpool. I'll be made up.
Well, presumably that's what you've always dreamt of. That has been the ambition.
Yeah, me Davey was going to be in Liverpool, but me pro license couldn't get done in time. Like, I was going to box in the mat in Moyville against Fasado, ideally, but my license got done a bit too late, so I had to miss that one. But September, we'd bring it, mate.
Just in terms of the number of fights you might have this year, so Eddie Hearn initially said about yourself that you might fight at least 7 times within your first year. Does that seem a bit ambitious now?
Well, he didn't mean this year completely. I think he meant from the year that I signed. So I think he said 8 fights as well. So it might be ambitious, but I'm up for it, mate. I'm game as.
Right, also on your bill on Friday night, Natasha Jonas. Incredible, really. You know, comes back to the ring, 33 years old, had a child, first round knockout. Did you see it or did you talk to her afterwards?
I was on next, so I didn't quite laugh, but I forced her back since. And she looked class, she looked playing. Brain body shots, and she looked very, very good.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. And also at the weekend, making headlines, Peter McGrail. Now, this is someone you know, isn't it? Liverpool bantamweight, fighting still in the amateur ranks, but he's clinched gold at the European Championships. How big's this one?
Mate, you know what? That achievement is actually unbelievable, mate. I spoke to Peter the other day and I said to him, you know what, Peter, you might get the recognition you deserve, mate, but that's an absolutely amazing achievement. I honestly think Peter's like a little little Skos Lomachenko. I think he's that good, mate. Honest to God.
He's become only the second Englishman since 1961 to win the European Championship. I mean, that's unbelievable, isn't it? What sort of character is he?
You know what makes it better, mate? That the first person who won it was Luke Campbell, and he won it at home in England, whereas Peters won it away in Ukraine. So it's absolutely unbelievable. And Peters is a lovely lad, mate. Proper good lad he is.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.